Hi, Carl Lengel here. Over the last 4 months of New Orleans Public Radio's series, The Work of Art, I've explored several different collaborators to the artistic process. Consistently, I've asked the subjects how they got started in their various fields. For Elvis Costello's monitor mixer, Frank Farrell, it was his family's shared appreciation for music.
You know, you hear the radio back then, and my Aunt Vicky was living with us, and she was into the Supremes. And so she would sing into her hairbrush while I played my snare drum to 45s. And that kind of bolstered me on. And then later I was playing in bands as a touring musician. And I was doing everything back then, from lighting and sound. You know, we were it.
Broadway actor Hardy Weaver felt the theater's powerful pull of inclusion.
And for me, being a very shy, quiet kid who didn't really fit in, what I was discovering was that theater was my place to be safe. There were plenty of weirdos, plenty of non-conforming people, and it was cool to be different and weird. And also that space for me was the place where all that stuff that was bubbling up on the inside, I could finally let out and feel like I was safe to let it out fully. I remember my mom and dad coming and seeing me in a show early on. My mom always talks about how my dad leaned over and said, "Who is that child? I've never seen that before." And that's the perfect example of what was going on for me. That was my space where I could fully let go and feel truly safe.
Ever since I was a child, I tried to be the best. So what happened?
Immersive artist Gabriel Barcia Colombo was inspired by his father's backyard antics.
Yeah, I grew up in Los Angeles originally. And, you know, I was the son of two teachers and artists in their own way. They weren't visual artists necessarily, although my dad would always build these crazy things. So my dad at one point constructed like a 12-foot-tall Tyrannosaurus Rex that was in our backyard. And I think just being around somebody who was constantly creating crazy things was really inspirational to me. So I would always kind of look at things in a different way because of that. And, you know, I was always being taken to museums as a kid, and we went to the Natural History Museum a lot, and I think that really influenced a lot of my work.
As we celebrate a season of giving, my hope is that among the piles of plastic with which we bulldoze our children and grandchildren, we take the opportunity to share some of our inner child with them. Read a book to them, visit a museum with them, take them to a play or a concert, share the arts with them, and spend some time to create some curiosity, because curiosity generates questions, and questions generate answers, which generate more questions. Children can work a lot of things out on their own. It's part of our human nature, but art works best when it's a shared experience. And those shared experiences are what art seeks to acknowledge, express, and celebrate. So my wish for the season is that you can find a way to engage a child in that shared experience. The Work of Art will take a break next week. I'll be sharing some time with my granddaughters. When we come back in 2020, we'll start the year with Alice Dewey Goldstone, an L.A.-based movie producer whose resume includes Disney's original 1994 blockbuster, The Lion King, and who now works at Sony Animation. The Work of Art explores the collaborative nature of the artistic process every Friday at 4:44. It's supported by the Hellas Foundation. At gatherings over the next several days, while the family argues about the country's political messy strife, I hope you can find a way to give some of your time to a child, even if it's just a jigsaw puzzle, somewhere away from the squabble and noise of the world, to awaken some curiosity. You won't be sorry. For The Work of Art and New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Carl Lengel. Happy holidays.